There are those moments when children treasure their fathers, reading a story, playing catch, paying for their education. Then there are those moments when a father can make his kids just cringe. I can't believe you did that! Well, last week we talked with Dale Price of Utah, who waved goodbye to his mortified son's school bus in a different goofy costume for 170 straight mornings, and we put out a call for your own embarrassing dad stories.
I thought, oh no.
It was just mortifying.
Mortifying habit.
It was mortifying.
I was mortified.
Embarrassed.
I can't believe my father just said that.
Bruce Shaver, Shelbsburg, Pennsylvania. We were going to a school dance, and I came down the stairs. My dad looked at me and said, oh, I'm so glad you're wearing pantyhose. And he looked at my mother and said, although that never stopped us at the dam, dear, did it?
My poor boyfriend is standing there with his jaw practically on the floor.
My name is Joanne Simpson. I'm a nurse practitioner. I live on Long Island. My 9-year-old niece was playing softball, and my younger niece was running around, and my dad decided that it'd be best that she go back to her parents on the other side of the fence. He had lost some weight. As he lifted her over his head, his pants had fallen down, exposing his underwear.
My name is Tom Provost. I now live in Los Angeles, and I am a film director. I grew up in Port Arthur, Texas, and we had a very small but strong Asian community, a lot of Vietnamese and Korean families. One such family lived two houses down in my neighborhood. We were all very good friends, and my father would often talk to Dr. Yan in the yard in the evening, and this is how he would talk to Dr. Yan. Dr. Yan, how are you? Yards look great today. We'd say, Dad, they can hear you. They understand what you're saying. Nice. See you today. Dad, you can use prepositions. He was a lovely man. He had no idea he was doing it.
My name is Emily Gallagher, and I'm a dentist here in Chicago. Came home, and my mom said, your dad and I have volunteered to chaperone your 8th grade school dance. My dad always complained that we listened to our music too loud. So I get to the dance, and then I look over, and my dad pulls out the biggest protective headphones for his ears I've ever seen in my life. I mean, like he was going to wave an airplane in on the tarmac. And, of course, the kids around me are going, whose dad is that? And I'm like, yeah, whose dad is that?
Tales from our listeners, Ruth Shaver of Shelbsburg, Pennsylvania, Joanne Simpson from Long Island, Tom Provost in Los Angeles, and Emily Gallagher in Chicago.